police department front desk. Originally, the museum lobby was the police department's front desk and reception area. The overall layout of the lobby is true to the original shape of the space, such as the height of the ceiling, the shape of the windows behind the front desk, and the use of the front door as the principal entrance to the building. However, in this particular space, much has changed. In place of the museum's new front desk, there once stood a wooden front desk featuring a marble facade with an image of a bald eagle. Look up at the modern ceiling lamps. Here hung electric, wrought iron chandeliers. Now look through the lobby windows to the courtyard. Originally, this was a parking lot for police cars. The creation of the courtyard was a beautification aspect of the 2010 plan to transform this historic structure into the home of the Coral Gables Museum. Notice the floor and the wall tiles located in the hallway leading to the bathrooms. These original tiles once continued into the lobby where you now stand. Due to irreparable damage, these tiles were replaced in the 2010 restoration. Architect and historic preservationist Jorge L. Hernandez was responsible for the restoration and renovation of this historic building in 2010. He selected encaustic cement tile, also known as Cuban tile, for the present-day lobby floor in order to complement the original flooring still seen in the hallway. This cement flooring is an eco-friendly building material as it is produced locally using a chemical-free process and is extremely durable. Now, head down the hallway with the original tiles, past the restrooms, and enter the doorway on your right-hand side into the Anthony R. Abraham Family Gallery, which was the apparatus bay for the fire department. Once you're in the former apparatus bay, press 41.